since we're on the topic, Ant-Man trailer. I viewed it. I know you viewed it. I know a lot of people saw it. What are your first takes on it?
It looks amazing. Just the look, like, it just looks really good. It's an interesting story. It seems like it's going to be an interesting story. I'm glad that they got his daughter involved. This is, mm-hmm. I think, what, the third or fourth actress playing his daughter. But
the third. Yeah, this is the third. Yeah. The actress they got is actually, I've seen her in a lot of movies, and she's actually pretty good. I can't think of her name off the top.
She's a good actress.
I can think of. She was in Detective Pikachu. Yeah, she was in that.
Yeah, she was.
She did pretty good in that. She was in something else too. A lot of different things, but yeah, she's very talented, and I think she's gonna do good with this role.
Yep, her name is Caitlin Newton.
Catherine Newton.
Yeah, she's been in some good things. Freaky. That was a really good movie with what's the dude name?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Did you see her in Blockers with the John Cena and what's her name?
I never knew she was the girl for Paranormal Activity. That makes sense. She was in Paranormal Activity 4.
She was in that too. Yep.
Yeah, I thought she was cute. I never realized who that was though. Yeah, I seen her in Blockers too. Okay, she's been out here. I'm looking forward to it for sure. Jonathan Majors is always great. So no complaints there.
I will say this, the way they introduced him in Loki, it was interesting. I mean, I see the reason why they did it. It's kind of, they didn't want to like bring him in as a villain, you know, as far as like when they brought him in, when you first see him and Loki as Kang the Conqueror, whatever. Yeah. But he doesn't announce him as like Kang the Conqueror. He's just like, oh,
He's, so there's so many variants of him. Reason the one in Loki, he basically stopped. He created the sacred timeline to stop the war between all the kings. So I'm assuming the king in the Ant-Man and the Wasp is he wants something. That's why he brought in Ant-Man. But he probably wants Ant-Man to get something from another king. So it's going to be a good one. We'll see. Always good to see Paul Rudd. He's a pretty funny guy. I've liked all the Ant-Mans. I know some people have problems with it. I've enjoyed every Ant-Man.
And this will be the only other trilogy so far in the MCU other than Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be the first solo character other than the trilogy, other than the main three, to have a trilogy. Which is, that is a feat. And a couple years ago, people didn't think Ant-Man will be a character that people even like.
One thing I'll say too, I know that Kevin Feige announced it like way, way long time ago. Another reason why I'm excited for this next Ant-Man is the rumors about them bringing in the Fantastic Four. Now, I'm not 100% sure they're going to bring in Quantumania. I may be talking a little, left field. But I mean, I know it's coming, so that's why I'm kind of excited. But I just remember watching some type of clip about him mentioning that Fantastic Four is coming.
Yeah, I think we'll see a variant of him. It's actually, they were saying there was a black actor. They were saying that might be Mr. Fantastic in Ant-Man. Let me see if I could get his name really quick. William Jackson Harper as Mr. Fantastic.
Sound familiar.
Because people don't realize Kang is actually a descendant of Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, wow. So
Kang has always been black, even in the comics. So a variant of Mr. Fantastic had to have been black at some point. Or the mom, but that'd be black. But hold on. William, let me see what movies he's been in. Jackson Harper.
That kind of sounds familiar, but you'd have to tell me a movie he's been in.
The Resort. I actually just watched that. Midsummer. He was in Midsummer. We Broke Up. the electric company. I don't know. I've seen them before, but I'm trying to find this big
one. Oh, okay. Okay. Jackson Hart. Okay, him. Okay. Yeah. He's in The Good Place.
Yeah, he's, I was going to say The Good Place with the next one. Yeah.
He's, what's his name? Man? Chidi. That's his name in The Good Place.
Yeah.
And I just watched The Resort. Yeah, you got to watch that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You'd like The Resort. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
He'd make a good Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. I could see that. Because you know, the characters he plays comes off as like really like nerdy and smart. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So that's just another rumor, guys. We don't know. We're just throwing stuff out there. I did read something about it, but he may just be a variant. So we'll see. But I don't have much else on Ant-Man. They haven't put out too much about it. I'm sure there'll be more to come right after.
Oh, Wakanda, yeah, for Forever. Sure.
I think they're really focusing on Wakanda Forever right now.
So after Wakanda Forever, what's the next up on the list of MCU movies? Is it Quantumania?
Ant-Man.
Okay, well,
in February. Yeah,
there you go. And then after that is the Marvels
in the summer. Yeah,
okay.
The next movie. They're also working on I don't know if it was announced or it's a rumor, but Vision is getting his own show. Possibly the West Coast Avengers. That would be pretty dope.
Okay. Everybody. I'm here for it.
Yeah. So I don't have much else MCU news, but for our Wakanda Forever or Recast T'Challa or Black Panther listeners, there will be another video sometime this week for you guys. Just to get feedback on the previous video I did. There is some of you guys' comments in the comment section. Some of you guys are mean. I'm just joking.
Some of you guys are mean. Some of you guys are weird. Like sometimes I get the ping for the comments. I know you've been dealing with it mostly, but sometimes I review those comments. I'm like, bro, what are they talking about? What kind of comments are these?
Yeah, man. I'm a nice person, man. So I just try to, rather I agree with the person or not, you know, some people do say crazy things, but I'll talk about that in another video.